Alza tu voz.
Speak out.
Mi voz tiene movimiento.
Tiene poder.
Por eso, para que haya cambio.
Alza tu voz. Speak out.
Alza tu voz. Radio Bilingüe Salinas Youth Radio Project. Sponsored by the David and Lucille Packer Foundation.
Gracias por estar aquí con nosotros en Radio Bilingüe KHDC 90.9. Hoy tenemos una transmisión especial de Alza tu Voz, Speak Out. Uno de los medios más concurridos para nuestra comunidad es la radio, para escuchar noticias, música, mensajes educativos y claro también radionovelas o dramas, entre otras cosas. Y hoy en Alza tu Voz, Speak Out, hablaremos con estudiantes que han creado una radionovela de terror. Nos hablarán de su experiencia en este proyecto y cómo les ha ayudado a mejorar sus habilidades para comunicarse. Mi nombre es...
On this special edition of Alza tu Voz, Speak Out, we'll talk with a group of students who have created a horror radio drama. They will share with us their experience creating this project and how it has helped them and their communication skills. We will be sharing this radio drama with all of you, so stay tuned.
Le damos la bienvenida a nuestro programa a Cristian Lamonea, el maestro de Rancho Cielo, quien ayudó a los estudiantes en este proyecto. A los estudiantes, Stephanie García, Genevieve Ramírez, Anastasia González y claro también a Tom Stevens, estudiante de la Universidad Estatal de la Bahía de Monterrey, quien fue guía y editor.
Let's welcome Cristian Lamonea, teacher of Rancho Cielo, the students Anastasia González, Genevieve Ramírez, and Stephanie García, and Tom Stevens, students at CSU Monterey Bay, who had advised the students and edited their recording.
So welcome.
Thank you.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Thank you.
Hi.
So, Mr. Lamonea, how and why does Rancho Cielo partner with CSU Monterey Bay students to create this radio drama?
It's a win-win. It's bridging the gap from high school to the college experience, and they help in this time of education bring some new flavor and pizzazz to my classroom, and it's a nice way to tap into what college students are learning and bridge the gap for college students to see how high schools are kind of rolling out and see if they have a little flair for teaching as well. It's just a win-win overall.
Stephen, when you came in contact with the students at Rancho Cielo, did you already had it in mind to create a radio drama, or did the students have options?
We came in knowing we were going to do radio because we know that that's a passion of Christians. So we're actually used to making movies with high school kids and other students. But this was actually our first time doing radio, and it was very exciting and fulfilling.
Did they want to participate, or did some were like, oh, no, I'm too shy for this?
At first, they were a little hesitant, but they warmed up to the idea after they saw what they were creating.
Were any of you girls were the ones that were like, oh, I don't want to do this?
Yeah.
Not really.
Some kind of, a little bit. I was kind of shy, but got used to it.
Could you get close to the mic so we can hear you? There you go. So what did you say?
Oh, that I was kind of shy at first, but after a while I got comfortable and it was fun.
For you, Stephanie, what motivated you to be part of the production, or you had no choice?
I did have a choice. I could have done it if I wanted to, but I preferred doing it. It was a really good experience, and I really liked what I got out of it. I learned a lot of new stuff, and it was really cool.
Do you guys feel like in the future you guys will still stick doing this radio dramas, or will you just, like, stop maybe?
I could see further into this. It's really interesting. It really caught my attention. I really want to look more into this further and see if it could help me out later in my life. I think it will.
What about you guys?
Share your experience, Anastasia.
I like it. I think it would be fun to do something like that in the future, something
I don't see it being like a future like career, but I could see myself continuing it.
What was going through your mind when the, Tom came to the, you know, to provide the idea of you guys creating a radio drama? Maybe you guys didn't know it was going to be a horror radio drama, but how about, did you guys had any options? What were the other ideas? Can you guys tell us?
Other ideas we had, well, we wanted to keep to the horror kind of theme, so we were thinking exorcisms or something that had to do with Halloween because it happened around the Halloween time, so we wanted to stick with that theme.
Did you guys pick horror because horror is something that most people enjoy watching? Is that why you guys picked it?
In a way, yes, because people really like those stuff. It kind of brings your attention, like, oh, I want to know what's going to happen next. And it's just a mystery, and people, like, listen to those stuff.
Were you the one who decided to do the horror theme, or did they pick it?
We let the kids actually decide what they wanted to do. It was just by circumstance or coincidence that they both decided to do horror. We started about maybe 3 weeks before Halloween, so it was fresh on their minds.
When you guys started working on the piece, did you thought it was going to take that long? I mean, because this is right now is the time you guys are exposing or showing off or showing us the entire community the whole horror radio drama, right?
Yeah.
When you started, you think, we'll probably finish in about 3 days.
We actually had it scheduled for 6 weeks. We just had no idea they were going to do horror. That's just happened. So we planned finishing around December 1st, the project.
Did your parents, like, were they fine with this? Because many parents are religious and believe that, you know, horror stuff shouldn't be good or Halloween shouldn't be good. Were they fine with this, or were they kind of like opposing to it?
Mine were fine.
Almost fine with it because it was around Halloween time, so she's like, might as well.
Yeah.
Okay, esta tarde estamos hablando con un grupo de jóvenes de Rancho Cielo. Ellos crearon una radionovela. Como si se acuerdan antes, como tuvieron... Las radionovelas eran más... eran más populares en el 1930, 1960. Ahora con tanta tecnología, pues han bajado de popularidad. Pero en cambio, es interesante ver cómo es lo que se crea en una radionovela. Ellos han hecho una radionovela de terror y hoy esta tarde aquí en Alza Tu Voz la están compartiendo con nosotros. ¿Qué les parece si vamos a escuchar? Hoy estamos hablando sobre la experiencia de estos jóvenes estudiantes y en esta ocasión pues vamos a presentarles la dramatización de terror. Así es que no le cambie, se sigue aquí con nosotros.
On today's program, we are talking with a teacher and students from Rancho Cielo who for the first time had the opportunity to create a horror radio drama. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll listen to one of these productions.
Alza tu voz.
Speak out. Mi voz tiene movimiento.
Tiene poder.
Por eso, para que haya cambio.
Alza tu voz. Speak out.
Alza tu voz. Radio Bilingüe Salinas Youth Radio Project. Sponsored by the David and Lucille Packer Foundation. Te busca
escuchas, te escucha. Lo que pruebas, te prueba. Lo que abrazas, te abraza.
Gracias por seguir escuchando Radio Bilingüe KHDC 90.9 FM. Hoy en Alza tu Voz, Speak Out, en el segmento anterior, nuestros invitados participaron de su experiencia de hacer esta radionovela. Ahora escuchámosla, se titula...
Welcome back to Alza tu Voz, Speak Out. You're listening to Radio Bilingüe KHDC 90.9 FM. We have heard a little about the work that had to be done in order to create this horror radio drama. Now we will hear one of them. It's called...
I'm the Italian Stallions.
Two young boys named Bob and Justin want to be part of the in high school group. They have to complete different tasks to be a part of. The leaders of the group are George, Luis, and Joseph. They make up a new task to be completed by the new recruits. One night, they kidnap Justin and Bob, throw blindfolds over their heads. They take them out to a lake. They announce whoever makes it in and out first will be part of the club. They're thrown off of a cliff into the lake. Moments later, Luis announces that the winner is Justin. He is excited to win and accepts his newfound friends. They turn to leave.
Wait, what happened to Bob? He hasn't came out?
What should we do? He does know how to swim, right?
Who cares? We have our winner. Let's celebrate.
Let's leave already. I smell gross and it's cold. He could find his way out. I won. Let's celebrate.
Nobody really knows that the winner really won by allegedly drowning Bob. 2 weeks later, Justin's new girlfriend, Genevieve, goes up to Justin, Luis, and Joseph.
Hey, did you guys get this weird text that said RIP Bob, drowned by his friends? 4 to 5 people or you will die?
Oh, that's weird. I get those all the time. They never come true. Wait, I just got the text too on my phone.
So did I.
Me too. Hey, have you seen Bob at school lately?
The last time I saw him was at the lake.
This is weird. I'm scared. This forward came from an unknown number. It's creeping me out.
Let's call the police.
Why? They'll make a big deal out of it.
To see if they found a body floating in the lake.
I know he is alive. I had to do a group project with him last month, and I have his number programmed in my phone. This forward message is from him.
This is weird. Let's go to his house.
Nah, let's go to the lake.
Let's split up. You go there, we'll go to the house.
Luis and George get to the boy's house. They had not seen him at school or heard of him missing, so they decided to go to the source.
This is awkward. What are we supposed to say to his parents? Is your son dead? That just seems all bad. Who is sending us these forward text messages? Don't do this. What does this mean?
Don't worry about it. Let's go in and ask if we can go look in his room.
No one is home. Let's go. I feel weird about all this.
Wait, let's go in through the window. Let's see what really is going on. I think it's a joke.
I can't get into trouble. I'm already...
George grabs his hand and lifts him into the window.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, it's okay. It's nothing. Come in here with me.
They walk through the house and find his bedroom.
Damn, my phone.
He grabs it and opens the text message. He's very upset and George tries to calm him down. He starts to walk out of the room and stops in front of a mirror.
Damn, I look horrible.
George turns around to look.
Bob!
Did you see him? He was right next to Luis. He had his phone. He was there. Where is he?
Luis backs up to the wall, sliding his way past the room. His phone buzzes off again and keeps sliding on the wall. Hits the windowsill, breaks through the window, and glass falls into his chest. George runs out. He's screaming for help. George panics. He grabs his phone out of his pocket and reads the text message. Run, run, as fast as you can.
Damn, what do I do?
He needs to flag down a car. Cars are coming fast. He jumps into the street to flag one down. He sees Bob's driving.
What are we looking for exactly?
I guess a dead body, maybe ripped apart by a chupacabra.
No, more like a wild animal.
Hey man, can I tell you something, but you can't tell anybody?
Yeah, bro.
When Bob and I were taken to the lake for the challenge, I accidentally pushed him. He might have drowned.
What does that mean?
I think I may have killed him.
No way, bro, shut up. Don't even think like that. You're just feeling guilty that you made it and he didn't. I felt the same way when I got initiated and my friend didn't.
Damn, my girl is blowing my phone up. Oh crap, it's a forward text message.
Hunter or the hunted. Either way, watch your step.
Who's sending you this?
Man, it's not my girl. Dude, it's coming from Bob's number.
What does this riddle mean? Why is it being sent to you?
Mind games. You're right. He's just mad I made it and he didn't.
They see something hanging. It's a carcass of a dead animal.
Damn, who would skin a rabbit and leave it here dripping blood?
Man, hunters do this when they go hunting and trapping. It's bait for the larger game. It's a game hunters play to trap animals into a kill zone.
It's nasty and smells disgusting. Let's get out of here.
It's perfect next to the water and game trails. Watch out for...
Ah! My foot!
Bear traps.
Help me, please!
These are bear traps. Someone is baiting bears.
Screw bears! My foot!
Shh, something's coming.
Justin tries to free Joseph.
Hurry, it's running toward us.
I can't get it.
Come on, man, don't leave me like you left Bob.
Sorry, dude, I'll go get help.
Justin runs off. Joseph is screaming for help. Justin takes off running, panting, and ends up on a ledge where Bob and him were taken weeks before.
Hello?
Is this Justin?
Yes.
This is Bob's mom. What have you done to my son?
Mom's got my bag. Watch yours.
Through the tree, he sees a woman.
Hi, Justin. What are you doing out here all alone? Why did you hang up on me? Tell me what happened to Bob. What have you done to my son?
What are you talking about?
I know what you did. You drowned my son so you could be in that stupid group at school. I miss my boy, my only love.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. It was all an accident. I'm not sure what I did.
Bob comes out of hiding and hugs his mom. They leave happily.
Está escuchando aquí Radio Bilingüe, KHDC 90.9. You're listening to the horror radio drama. Una radionovela de terror, eso fue Forward, y en el estudio se encuentran con nosotros los creadores de esta radionovela. Está con nosotros los estudiantes Stephanie García, está también Genevieve Ramírez, Anastasia González, y claro, las personas que lo guiaron, we have Tom Stevens, student from CSU Monterey Bay, and also their teacher, Christian Lamonea.
Stephanie or Angelica, ¿cuál fue su participación para ser parte de esta radionovela de terror?
Stephanie and Anastasia, what was your role in the creation of this horror radio drama? Did you have fun with it?
It was really fun because all those, like, sounds and all the dramatizations we had to do with our voice. It was fun. I think it was fun.
Yeah. It was a fun experience. Like, you have to get into it to, like believe it. I don't know. It was fun.
The adrenaline.
Yeah.
Do you guys think you would ever do this again?
Yeah.
If I have the chance to, I will.
Yeah.
Now that you heard it, and it's, I mean, you heard it, the entire audio, what do you think? You would change anything? Maybe that you think, you know what, we can make this better? Either or.
Yeah.
Can you get close to the mic?
Maybe just put more into your voice and stuff. And
more projection?
Yeah.
Did you guys get any classes, any any pointers or workshops? Yeah, go ahead.
This was like the crash course in activating student voices. It's like the forgotten piece to English, which is reading, writing, and the speaking portion is very important. So this was their crash course into understanding how important projecting your voice and speaking with conviction would be. I'm very impressed with them all. I think they did a great job. But it's a building point from here on to see what can happen next with them. But it's kind of like they had to go through the experience to see what it was all about. I have a question for them too. How many of you were shocked by what your voice sounded like when it was recorded?
Me.
I didn't think my voice was going to sound like that.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet up to do this radio drama? Did you guys, like, in school, were you guys doing it there? Or did you guys go to CSUMB and use their equipment?
No, we used it at our school. We met up, yeah, there.
We did in our school, but we did use their equipment.
Mr. Lamornea, why is it important for youth to engage in projects where they can express their voice through different media outlets?
I think it's hugely important for them to learn how to express themselves with media outlets. It's like, my vision is to have today's youth be independent reporters, to learn how to operate a camera, to learn how to operate all the equipment, because that's where this technological world is taking us. And I think having projects like this put substance to what's out there and makes their hones in their nuts and bolts skills and to a production stage where they have a piece to produce that they can hold on to. You know, it's kind of going away from the old paper pencil project works to something that you can – here we are broadcasting it, and there's a little more substantial meat to it, I guess.
Tom, were you the only one who was part of this from CSUMB?
No, I had actually three other students with me, Tyler Mitchell Foster, James Santoyo, and Eric Martin. I was just the producer of the group, and I was the go-between, and I had to decide how we're going to go about making this production and what equipment to use.
In regards to equipment, did you bring the equipment to Rancho Cielo, or were they brought or taken to the facilities at CSUMB? Because I know if I understand, they have like a whole studio to do productions like this.
Yeah, we have a studio, but we actually rented the equipment from CSUMB, and we brought it to Rancho Cielo the days we recorded.
Steven, can you please talk to us about the character on this radio drama? About your character?
Just the overall characters of the radio dramas.
The characters, I think they sort of based it on themselves, on the students themselves. A lot of them gave themselves the same name, so a lot of the same personalities as well.
Who came up with the characters?
We had the students come up with the characters. We had them actually write the entire script themselves. We just guided them a little bit, so you can ask them how they felt about writing the script.
Yeah, how was the experience of writing the script, Stephanie?
It was easy and hard in a way, because we had to like get ideas, put it all together, and make sure everyone's doing it together as a team instead of just someone by themselves. Yeah.
Was there any disagreement saying, "Oh, I don't want to have this"?
There was a lot of disagreements, but at the end, we just had to agree to something because at the end, it's all our grade being together. It's all together.
Are you guys happy with the final result of the drama?
Yeah, it sounds way better.
Did you guys expect it good, or like, were you guys not expecting it like awesome, or how were you guys expecting it to be?
I expected it to be good because based on the people that were editing it, they're really good at what they do, so I expected it good.
Who edited it?
The CSUMB students.
So, like, Tom edited it?
Yes.
Did you guys have a say, like, nah, we don't want that transition, maybe we want some more effects on this part of the drama?
Yeah, we got to pick out, like, our sounds and what we wanted in it, basically, and they just put it all together for us.
Yeah, we had the people at Rancho Cielo pick out all the sounds themselves and write down in the script where they wanted us to put it, and we just simply just put it in into the project and created the audio file.
Who handled the equipment? I know sometimes to record, to get the sound that you want, you know, in order to have a different position of it. And did you girls did some of this, you know, handling the equipment and obtaining the sound for the sound effects of the radio drama?
We picked our own sounds, yes, and we recorded our voice, but not much about editing.
We had them each record their own voice with our recorder just to get them familiar with it. And then we also had them each look for sounds, free sounds on the website that they could use. And we just got everybody on the microphone to get used to it.
One of the great things about this project, too, is we really showed them what is needed for them to do it on their own free time, if they have some free time and maybe an Apple book, a MacBook or something with GarageBand on it. We showed them how to record their voice, what sites to go to get free sound effects, how important sound effects were. So I think a few of them, maybe not in the studio right now, are practicing this outside because they were exposed to some of the tools on what to do. So maybe future radio shows will be showing up around the Monterey County area.
So we are talking with the creators of two horror radio dramas from Rancho Cielo. They created the storyboard, wrote the script, and recorded voices and sound effects. With that said, let's listen to the second radio drama.
Estamos hablando con los creadores de dos radionovelas de terror. Ellos escriben los guiones, grabaron los efectos y fueron los actores. Ahora escuchemos la segunda parte de esta historia de terror.
This is it, you guys. No chickening out.
We all gotta do this. We can't leave till we find out how this girl died.
Damn, this stuff is hella old.
Dude, stop touching things.
We're not here to mess around. I'm gonna set up this Ouija board on the floor. Sit down, you guys.
Here's two chairs. I'll set up the candles here. I heard Mary Ann was tortured by her mom.
Yeah, I heard her mom went crazy and did some crazy stuff, like brush her hair with a barbecue brush that would, like, rip her hair out and tear her scalp.
That's crazy. I heard rumors that her mom would call her ugly names to make her feel hella stupid. The weird part is Mary Ann used to deal with it by banging her head against the wall.
Oh yeah, that's freaking crazy. I heard the torture started because her dad left her mother for a beautiful lady with long, gorgeous hair. You feel me? It's her. She knows we're talking about her. Damn, I'm getting goosebumps. I need some new underwear.
Okay, if we're gonna do this, we gotta start now. Everybody put your hands over the Ouija board.
Damn, this is creepy. I ain't even trying to do this anymore.
Don't worry, we're just scaring each other. It's windy outside, that's all.
Hell no, no one's backing out. We all said we would do this, and we didn't come all this way and waste our night to back out. We all promised to stick through together.
There, the candles are ready. They should make everyone feel better.
Clear your minds and focus. All hands over the Ouija board. Let's focus on Mary.
Everyone, take a deep breath. Close your eyes, relax, and focus on Marianne. Repeat after me. We're not here to cause you harm.
We're not here to cause you harm.
All we want is to ask a few questions regarding the rumors about Marianne.
All we want is to ask a few questions regarding the rumors about Marianne.
Are you here with us? Can we talk to you? Yes. Look, everyone, no hands touch this.
Let me ask a question, okay? Is this a good time? Do you got a boyfriend?
Shut up. This is serious.
You're stupid, trying to mack a spirit.
All right, let's focus. Hands over the Ouija.
Let me ask a question real quick. How old are you?
No, something serious.
I'll ask the next question.
No, I will. Eyes closed and focus your energy. Did you die in this house? Yes.
Here's your lighter. Damn, do you feel that cold breeze?
Wait. How did the candle blow out? The windows are closed. Nothing's open.
Dude, something just pulled my hair. I'm not even joking.
Okay, this little girl's serious now. Let's try to talk to her again. Anna, put your hair up.
I'm not sure if we should go on. How do we stop these spirits after contact? How do we close what we're trying to open?
No worries. We can leave whenever.
For real, Craig. And it's not even that easy, Edgar. You don't even know it.
Guys, we're trying to find out how she died. How can we just keep going for a few more minutes? It's obvious the candle went away because we're breathing. Anna, ask the next question already. Wait, it's moving, hold on. Dude, I swear, it's almost covering my mouth and I couldn't even talk.
You win, spirits, I'm out.
I lost my dolly. Will you help me find her?
What doll is she talking about?
She wants to find her doll. She wants us to find her doll?
Obviously. We're locked in. Let's just find her doll and find a way out of here. This is beginning to open a little too deeply for my weirdness level.
If that's what she wants us to do, then let's just find the doll and dip.
Me too. Find it, get out, sure, I'm in.
Shh! Listen.
As crazy as this sounds, maybe we should follow the signs.
Maybe she's leading us to where the doll is.
Maybe you're all crazy for adventure, but you forgot the door just locked us in. I say we need to look for a way out. Pronto.
Maybe you're scared and maybe you should shut
them. Hey, chill and find a candle, you guys. We have to see where this goes. We need to find out the legendary Marianne.
I think this was Mary's room.
No, duh. It only says it on the door.
Stop, guys.
Listen. Quiet. Listen.
Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Help me, please.
Thanks for listening to Alza Tu Voz Speak Out here on Radio Bilingüe, KHTC 90.9 FM. We hope you are enjoying the horror radio drama that we are presenting to you. That was the work from students at Rancho Cielo with the help from their teacher, Mr. Lamonea, and CSUMB student Tom Stevens.
Estás escuchando Radio Bilingüe, KHDC 90.9 FM, Alza Tu Voz Speak Out. En esta edición especial, donde estamos hablando con estudiantes de Rancho Cielo, esperamos estén disfrutando de la radionovela que crearon para compartir con ustedes.
Anastasia and Stephanie, what was the most difficult part for you, the voice, gathering the sound effects, or getting into your character?
Anastasia and Stephanie, ¿cuál parte fue la más difícil, buscar los efectos, grabar sus voz, o parte de actuar?
I think the hardest part was getting into character, because, like, you're reading off of a paper, so none of us are really actors. So, yeah, I think that was probably the hardest part.
I think the hardest part had to be, like, the sounds, because we had to pick the right ones to match the event we're trying to focus on, which is our theme. So I think the hardest part had to be the sounds.
What about you, Genevieve?
Genevieve.
Just getting everyone to focus on what we're doing and to, like, put their minds together and just make the story.
What was your role, Genevieve? What exactly did you do? What was your part? What was your contribution to the radio drama?
Well, I just had a little part in the play, but
the screaming part.
But I wrote, like, some of it too. And
what did you write?
I was, like, the leader of the group, so I had to get, like, everyone together and, like, find out what they wanted the story to be about, and find out just how we wanted to go about it and stuff. So,
like, the director.
Yeah.
Director of that. And what piece was that? Was that the one we just heard, which The Secret of Marianne, or was that the forward?
The forward.
Oh, the first one.
Yeah, the first okay. one.
Who got you to be the director? Was it just, like your choice? Or
yeah,
did they pick you? Or?
No, I was just like, because nobody was doing anything, so I was just like, okay, we got to get it together. And, like, I was just like, I just took it on myself, so.
Was it hard for you guys, like, to combine so many ideas into just one?
Yeah, because everybody has their own opinions about everything, and, like, everybody has, like, different things they want to put in the story, but we can't put them in there. So it was hard to pick, like, the parts to put in the story.
What kind of different things did people wanted to put in the story?
Like, they wanted to make it, like a movie. They thought of it, like, as a movie, but it's a radio show, so, like, they just wanted to put, like, a lot of stuff in there that wasn't really needed. And so, yeah, we just had to figure out the parts that we wanted to put in there.
Have you shared your radio drama with your parents or friends?
No, my mom hasn't heard it. Or
Not even today? Tell her you were doing a superstar today at the radio?
No, I didn't tell her.
How do you guys expect your parents to feel about that radio drama that you guys have done?
I think my mom will be happy to know that I actually could do something like that. Like, we actually got the opportunity to actually do something like that. Not a lot of people get to have this.
Yeah.
Steven, you work very close with all these students. What was the most difficult part of creating this radio drama?
The most difficult part was just the first day, just trying to get them all on the same page, trying to figure out what they wanted to do, and just keep them organized, because they were doing something they have never done before. And writing the script was a pretty challenging part for them all. But I think they did a really great job.
Stephanie and Genevieve, what did you learn by creating this radio drama? How do you think this will help in your personal development?
What I learned, just how to work in a team and how to communicate with each other, and just have fun with it and stuff.
How about for you, Anastasia? You've been quiet over there. We want to know what you did in this horror radio drama, and your experience. What did you learn? Was it easy? And maybe you want to do your own. Maybe, I don't know. Tell us.
Well, I helped write it and stuff. Me and Stephanie were the ones who took more control of, like, the leadership. And
was that for Forward, the first?
No, that was for the second one.
Oh, so you did the second one. Yeah. And Genevieve, I mean, did the Forward.
Yeah, okay. Genevieve did the first one, and then me and Stephanie.
So you were part of creating what we heard from The Secret of Marianne.
Yeah.
Okay. and you wrote the script. Was there any action? Was there any part of your voice in that piece?
Yeah.
What was your voice? Or what was your character?
I was the one who was saying the stuff for the Ouija board, like getting
everyone
together.
Can you do it again?
I don't really remember my lines.
Oh,
I just,
come on. You're supposed to be a superstar actress now.
She did some screams as well.
I did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm pretty sure you're very good at that one, doing the screams.
But yeah, it wasn't easy. I wouldn't say it was easy because we had to get like everybody on the same page and we all had to work together. And yeah, but it was a fun experience. I learned like what Genevieve said, like how to communicate with people and stuff.
So we heard, you know, voices from males, and I see, you know, the girls are like, yes, we want to promote it. We want to be on. What happened? Where are the characters? The voice.
I don't know.
I think the young ladies really led the charge in this, and I think that their passion really shined out in it. They're the ones who sacrificed lunches to hone in their script a little bit more, that rehearsed some of their lines before recording it. And the guys were a little more timid, and they're actually more timid to even listen to their voice for some reason. Maybe puberty, I don't know. But for the most part, the ladies that are sitting here really, minus one, really took the lead and channeling the energy of some of our young men and redirecting them to focus and just pretty much just got more into the process of it. Our gentlemen were more into rhyming than rapping. For some reason, so
well, maybe they want to do a drama where they can do expose their talent.
Well, now that you reinvited us back here, we're going to do it. We're going to hold you to it.
is there more guys than girls?
There were more guys than girls in this project.
How did you guys manage to like work with guys, even though like sometimes we act like
tough,
tough, and you know.
It was a challenge because they didn't want to agree on some of our stuff. And it was just like, just go with it. Like, this is all based on us together. It's not just one-on-one. It's all of us together. So we all got to work together.
Was this part of you guys' grade? Was that why, like, you guys were taking it so serious?
Yes. That's why we had to take everything serious. Come on, like.
Why do you think the guys weren't taking it too serious? Were they just kind of like, I don't care?
Maybe because they saw that we wanted to do it, so they're like, oh, well, let's just let him finish it. But no, they had to put their part of as well.
I can speak to that a little bit just from what I saw, too. And past experience with CSUMB students, they are more – they're harder to motivate. And I thought this rate – like in past I did a little bit of the theater portion, the video portion, and guys for some reason are a little more bashful. If you can get the right leader of the guy to do it, then the rest will follow. Maybe we didn't have the right leader. We also lost a couple kids during the initial process of this to one recently became a dad and one recently chose to go another direction. I think that it just so happened to be that some of the ladies rose up a little bit faster on a 7-week project than the gentlemen did.
You are listening to Radio Bilingüe KHTC 90.9 FM, Alza Tu Voz, Speak Out, a radio program where we, the youth, have a voice. We are talking with Salinas youth who have created a horror radio drama for the first time.
Sigue con Alza Tu Voz, Speak Out, aquí en Radio Bilingüe KHTC 90.9 FM, una programación donde nosotros los jóvenes tenemos voz. Estamos hablando con jóvenes de Salinas que han creado una radionovela de terror por primera vez.
Que Eres como astronautas, rusos traicioneros. Calacas con personalidad de pistoleros. Cierro los ojos y empiezo a todos desnudar de masa corporal. Sin rayos X puedo ver un mundo espectral y llego a una exacta conclusión. Que somos huesos, traviesos, perversos, siniestros, bajo la misma piel. Que somos huesos, traviesos, perversos, siniestros, bajo la misma piel. Calacas de neón con ritmo de robot desprogramado. Cráneos desnudos con estrobos en los ojos activados. Cierro los ojos y empiezo a todos desnudar de masa corporal. Sin rayos X puedo ver a un mundo espectral y llego a una exacta conclusión. Que somos huesos, traviesos, perversos, siniestros, bajo la misma piel. Que somos huesos, traviesos, perversos, siniestros, bajo la misma piel.
Claro, no se vayan, no se alejen. Nosotros continuamos aquí en Alza Tu Voz, Speak Out, con este grupo de jóvenes que ha creado una radionovela para una radionovela de terror. Una me hace recordar también cuando yo empezaba a escuchar la radio. You know, it's right now it's 4:53 and we're live from Downtown Salinas, California, to Santa Cruz, Monterey counties. Este, David, Marilu.
Why create a radio drama when they are different forms of media?
Well, why not? I don't know. Well, maybe just try something new.
Yeah,
it's always better. It's always nice to try something new that we never know that we could actually have, like, really,
I mean,
fun with that.
You could have just done a video and posted up at that famous video site on the internet.
Yeah, but there's already too many, so.
Yeah. It's something new that you don't really see a lot, like, you don't, or hear a lot, technically. But, yeah, video is like doing a video or a movie or something that's kind of typical, so we, like, kind of went out of the box.
Mr. Lamonea, you mentioned that some of the guys in the drama ended up leaving because, well, one of them had, like, a baby. Like, how did that affect the drama? Because obviously they were in it, and then they had to, like, get out. Who was their, like, replacement?
Well, he was in it for some of the brainstorming process, and then at the end for some of the free sound processes of getting the sound effects in there. But he missed his voice. He was there for one day and kind of his walkthrough of it, and he left. And he was upset. He was legitimately upset about it. But he learned a valuable lesson that day that, you know, you only have the equipment for so many days and you have to show up. And it wasn't his fault or anything. But he is actually doing another little piece for me using iMovie and a radio set to compensate for what he missed. But he was upset, and, you know, we just have to roll with the punches. Monterey County Office of Education, Alternative Ed at Rancho Cielo, kids come and go for various reasons, and the show must go on, and we just made it work. Luckily, it worked out and didn't really affect the production, and the ladies here found a way to navigate it just by really replacing him. But, you know, the show must go on is the bottom line.
Okay, we have a few more minutes. How does projects that invite the creativity and also help students find their talent, how does this help them?
This helps us in many ways. If this is one of our, like, we see this as a career job, this is the start. This is starting from the beginning. So this is like for the first steps for anyone that did any of this work. It's just the first steps for them. I think it was cool.
We only have a few minutes. Do you have anything else you guys want to share with us?
I'd like to thank all the CSUMB students for helping us out with this. They're really good at what they do, and I'd like to thank them for this opportunity.
Yeah, it's probably one-in-a-lifetime chance for a lot of us, so it was a good experience. It was cool.
Mr. Lamania? Or Tom?
I just challenge all the students listening, or past and present, to find a way to activate your voice. And if it's radio drama, radio theater, do it. If it's movies, do it. Be creative. And there's a lot of power in all of these students around this table and around this county. And just to find a way to get a story, your story, someone's story, a collaborative piece to be heard, if it's through video or auditory.
And I'd like to thank my instructor at CSUMB, Stephen Levinson. At CSUMB, we have a big emphasis on community outreach to youth. And for my particular major, Cinematic Arts and Technology, that the leader of that initiative is Stephen Levinson. So he pushed me and my fellow students, Tyler, Eric, and James, to really help the Rancho Cielo students make the best project possible and actually get them here today on radio.
So thank you all for being here with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Conducimos este programa. Your host for this edition of Alza Tu Voz, Speak Out, are David Mendoza,
Marilu Quiroz. Keep listening to Radio Bilingüe, KHTC 90.9 FM. No le cambien.
Alza tu voz.
Speak out. Mi voz tiene movimiento.
Tiene poder.
Por eso, para que haya cambio.
Alza tu voz.
Speak out.
Alza tu voz. Radio Bilingüe Salinas Youth Radio Project, sponsored by the David and Lucille Packer Foundation.